is gonna be so funny. Oh my god.
What's he gonna do?
I don't know. Shh, 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 shh. I know. Shh, it's ringing.
Shush.
No, you shh.
Quiet.
Shh. Hello? Is this Lightning? Hello, Lightning. Is your refrigerator running? It is. Well, you better go catch it before it runs away.
This episode brought to you by the Call Lightning Spell. Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Will just like angrily grabs this tied up guy. Is he gagged too?
Mm-hmm. Someone Sweet. Gagged him, I think.
Good. I drag him over to a guard.
All right. What do you say?
Here I go in my Halloween costume.
There's two guards kind of standing at attention at the entrance of the square.
And Will puts on a show. All right. Here he goes. He's like, sir.
Stand back. Stand back.
All right, sir. I'm sure. Yes, sir. I'm so sorry.
The square is closed for the moment.
I'm so sorry.
The guard is investigating a matter here.
Yes, but this is so important. There's just group of people that they were adventurers and they had like crazy outfits on. They were all like dressed in blue and they had like fancy gold medallions and they looked really frightening. And they told me that this man, the coffin maker, can you believe it? He had vampires in his house. And he's like,
what are you doing with the coffin maker?
He's holding onto the ropes, but like trying to like, you know, the guy's all tied up. So. He's indicating, like, this, they gave him to me, and they told me
that it was... They assaulted Henrik?
No. They said, I was nearby, I heard the noise. Has nobody heard the noise? There was the floor fell down. It was terrible. There were vampires. I heard screeching, and they had, like, some kind of, symbol. It looked like the Morning Lord symbol, and they seemed very powerful, and they told me that this man had been harboring vampires in his house, and that please don't punish me, please don't put me in the stocks, everything is well, all will be well, or whatever the saying is that we say in this village.
Roll a deception check with advantage.
Okay, why with advantage?
Because you have a disguise on.
Okay. Well, all right. My first is 15.
Are we not concerned that the coffin maker is going to bring up the fact that this is one of the adventurers once the gag is taken out of his mouth?
Oh, I might kill him anyway, you guys. Ha ha! You can't do anything about it now! No, I'm just kidding. I hope that he doesn't. Hopefully he didn't see me come out of the
house.
Right,
the disguise might be just that good.
Yeah, hopefully I'm confusing this guy too.
Oh, he doesn't even know.
Deception, so my first roll was a 15 plus 6, it's 21.
That was the better?
Okay. Yes.
All right. The guard looks kind of nervous and says, well, where are they? Why have they sent you?
But they sent me because they were, they moved on to another village. They're famed vampire hunters. It was amazing, but I'm very afraid because I've never seen it in this amazing village that we have where everything is wonderful all the time. There were vampires! Not that I should say that because probably I should deny it, right? What would the mayor want me to do, sir? I am so confused! Please help me!
Give him over here!
Here, take him! He's very bad! He's very bad! Take him! Help me, sir! You can hit me if you want! I am a peasant!
One of the guards comes over, the one who was not talking, and takes the coffin maker from you.
Thank you for relieving me of this burden of this guy in the giant rope costume.
See, so he pulls him sort of back towards the square, and the one who's been talking says, "You, come over here."
Me?
Yes, you.
No. I have to go back to my job.
No, you are a witness to this. Come here.
Chimney sweeping the chimneys. Of Velaki. See all of the dirt on my face. And he turns and he's just making sure he looks a little sootier with prestidigitation. Soot. Look at the soot! At my sootiness.
You're working for Emmerich?
Right.
Quick aside, can the rest of us hear this?
Yes.
Okay. Lank is just sitting there sort of with his head in his hands.
You're coming down off the calmed emotions.
Yeah. Rafina keeps snorting. Keeps Lank's laughing, like, hey. But pretending that it was a sneeze.
Rafina, can I have another hit of that? Whatever that was.
What did Greg say?
Can I get another hit of that?
Can I get another
Yeah. You're working for Emmerich?
Yes!
Are you new for him? I wasn't aware that you were on his crew.
I have been for 2 months.
Oh.
I've been working on the west side of the city, or whatever side we're not on right now.
I think it's the west side. Since we can't see the sun, nobody remembers.
Exactly!
No, I think you're going to have to talk to Izek.
Oh,
not the arm guy.
He's very scary. I'm very afraid of
him. Oh, it's fine. I'm sure you have nothing to fear.
I have nothing to fear.
He just needs to hear your story. Come over here.
Will knows that, like, when you go in for it, you gotta go in for it. So he goes. He can't hold back, so he doesn't show any hesitation except for showing fear as a peasant of the scary guy that everyone's scared of. So he's like, okay, sure, sir.
The guard who has the hold of Henrik stays there, and the other one trots off into the center of the town square. And you see him approach, kind of meekly, Izek, who turns and looks at him. You can't hear what they're talking about. The guard starts to come back towards you, and Izek follows him.
Oh, God!
Do you say that out loud?
No, I'm just like, I hope this shitty disguise works, because this is shitty.
And
he's warming up his acting chops from years ago. He hasn't done this in a long time. La 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 la.
Red leather, yellow leather.
I am a mother pheasant plucker.
And the rest of them are just sort of looking at you like,
what? But that's my second job. I'm a mother pheasant plucker.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Just, I'm not lying.
So, he approaches, and this is a big man. He's very big.
And I'm, like, kind of crouched, too. He's, like, doing the peasant thing, like, oh, okay, hello.
And he comes up, and he says, now, what does Izek sound like?
Oh, God.
That's the question.
He has a fearsome lisp.
Yes!
Mawet is what brings us together today.
Fearsome! Fearsome! Do it more fearsomely!
Knowledge!
He comes up and he says, what's going on here?
Knowledge.
Hi! Can I tell if that's his voice or if he's whispering?
That's his voice.
Can I tell?
It's loud.
Oh! Ah! Hi!
Tell me your story. Give me your version of it. I want to hear it from your mouth.
Okay, I was on my way back from chimney sweeping, as you can tell from the soot that is on my face and my clothes. And, sir, there was a group of people I've never seen before. They were dressed in blue armor, and they had these gold... They looked like serpents or something. It was some kind of fancy... things that I've never seen. They look like they were from another land. Maybe like they were some of those people that sometimes come into this land, you know, those scary people. But all is so well. I'm sure that it is. Okay.
Yeah, Bathwack casts Zone of Truth.
No! Hello! I am from another land.
Will rips off all his clothes. This is not who I am!
And I don't have my other clothes on underneath. Yep. I'm just naked. Yep.
Hey, you must have moved in with that nudist colony down the road.
Oh my god. All right, so he says, and there were this group of adventurers, and they came out of the coffin maker's store. I heard there were loud sounds, there was crashing and screeching, and they came out, and they said that there were vampires. They had been the coffin maker, this horrible, what's his name? Shit. Can I roll to see whether I remember his name? I must remember his name.
You heard it once. I'd say Will probably remembers
his
name.
Yes, Will probably.
His name is Henrik.
They said that Henrik was harboring vampires, and they showed me. It was terrible. You must go see the coffin maker's store. There's the second floor fell down. There's bones and like ashes or something. They were terrifying, but they seemed very good. They seemed like good people, but they said that he needed to be turned into the guard, and I didn't want to bother anyone because obviously there's something crazy going on in the town square that I've never seen before.
All right, shut up.
Okay.
Roll a deception check again.
Oh, okay.
With advantage still.
Oh shit. 16 plus 6. 22.
So he looks you up and down. While he was saying that, he was just kind of looking at you with a furrowed brow and his black hand. He was sort of playing with a small tongue of flame just in his palm.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, it seemed like. He just kind of looked like he was listening.
It's his version of a fidget spinner.
Yeah, exactly.
They ban these in schools around here. It's not fair. It helps me focus.
He looks back at the square. He looks over at you, Will. And he says to the guard holding the coffin maker, says,
take him back to the center. We're going to interrogate him. You! What was your name?
Oh, me?
Yes!
Sorry, I thought you were saying to take me, to interrogate me. My name was...
Ah. And say it within 2 seconds!
Not it's suspicious at all.
Frederick. Frederick von Stankovich.
Well, there's the last nail in that coffin.
Where are you staying?
Staying? I have a home. I live here.
So. Where is it?
Nudist colony. Nudist colony.
Can I think of a road that would be close to the road that we were just on? Did I read any signs? Should I roll for that, probably, to see if I noticed any street signs that would have been close to the coffin maker?
I'm going to call it survival.
Survival. You're right. Right now it is. Oh, 15? Okay. Plus one, just 16.
Because you're a street kind of guy, so that's kind of your survival is town stuff.
Okay.
Sure. You can remember a street name.
I don't know what the names of streets are like here. Is it all...
How about...
Barovia Town Village Road. Barovia Town Village.
You may not have heard of it. It's really new. It's not even on Google Maps yet.
On Milovage Road.
It's on the Pike. The Pike.
Ah, the Wolf's Head Jamboree Lane. That's where I live. It's my favorite holiday. I live on Wolf's Bane Lane.
There
it's right next to the coffin makers. That's why I heard the commotion, sir, on my way home.
All right, and he looks at you, squints for a second, he says, fine, they say you work for Emmerich. You either better be at work or at home, where I can find you.
I will totally be at one of those places. Just look for the sooty face and these clothes, and I will be there.
Whatever a chimney keeps sweeping, I'll be there.
All right. Get out of here!
Okay. And he runs cowering away. But then as he gets to the group, he would like straighten up and like angrily go back into the house if hopefully there's nobody there to shake this
40 people inside. They all shout, surprise! Wait! You're not Von Itch.
When he gets to where they are, he's like, you guys, we have to go far away quickly, but let me get out of this stuff. And he goes into the house and changes again.
Okay, hurry.
Will, that was a great job you did.
You heard that? He's screaming as he's changed his clothes.
Yes, I was only worried about your life a couple of times.
That guy was scary.
Yeah, he was. I will admit that. Yes. All right, let's go.
Where are we going?
I don't know. Aren't we? Didn't somebody want
to? We're supposed to go to Rick Tavio.
Yeah, he's waiting for us.
You're very excited about Rick Tavio, Nick.
Yeah, but he's not just a vampire hunter. He's a legendary vampire hunter.
Supposedly. We're the legendary vampire hunters right now. All right, Nick? You can call yourself legendary vampire. Well, I guess not hunter, but slayer. You go up and introduce yourself as Nick Vampire Slayer. He's going to be impressed.
So were we not going to go see him? He seemed to want to talk to us.
Right? Is that what we're doing, guys?
That's what we're doing, I thought. Did anyone say we're not?
We're going back to the toy store. Great. Wonderful.
Maybe we can just stand outside and yell through the windows.
That's probably what I'll be doing, but all right.
That'll be a nice, discreet conversation. Let's go someplace more quiet. Yell to me through this window in the street. So you guys gotta kind of go around. You don't have Milovage as your guide. But you eventually make your way back to Blinsky's, and its colorful storefront again greets you in the midst of lots of drabness. You go on in. Blinsky's there. He's not asleep this time. He says, "Oh, hello! I've been expecting you. You have company here, yes?"
I guess.
You have company. You have us.
No, friend Rick Tavio. He waiting back for you.
Oh.
He tell me you come.
He's your company. You can have him.
Oh, I misunderstand. He say you come meet, talk with him.
Oh, well, yeah, that, yes.
Yes. Good. We on same page. You welcome going back if you want.
At least we're in the same book. Okay, very good. Let's go.
I stay out here. I give you privacy.
Where's Piccolo?
Piccolo, he right here. Piccolo's up on the shelf.
Has he flung anything today?
Flung?
Okay, never mind. Let's just go.
You go in the back, and it's kind of cramped. It's a small little workshop. There's lots of unfinished toys and tools that Blinsky clearly uses to fill his shop. Rick Tavio is there. He is in disguise. His hat is on. He looks like a colorfully dressed ringmaster. And he watches you come in and says, took a little while. What happened?
We had to drop something off.
Oh, okay. Do you mean Henrik?
Nosy! Such a nosy guy.
Yes, Henrik.
Okay, sorry. Don't mean to be nosy.
Why didn't you know he was a vampire dealer?
I was not aware. I mean, I doubt that he was broadcasting it. How did you know?
Well, how are you? What makes a good vampire hunter? Aren't you supposed to be able to smell these things?
Smell them? No. You follow the signs and the clues. They must have been laying low. There weren't any reports of any attacks in the town or anything like that. So I was not aware that this activity was going on. I'm glad that you were able to root it out. Though.
Well, I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
I'm sad that we did not get to see any of your vampire hunting in action.
Yes, I would have gladly lent a hand, but...
What weapons do you have?
Well, you saw my cane before. It's not visible now. It's a cane as well as a sword. That is my main attack. But then there's the traditional tools against vampires, wooden stakes, holy symbols, and the like.
Ooh, a holy symbol! Let me see your holy symbol!
He looks sort of past you towards the door. I'm hesitant to show my true things right now.
Well, if you give it to us, then it will look like it's ours. How about that?
And then also it will be ours.
Yeah, exactly. And then if he comes busting in, it'll just be like, hey, it's just our stuff that we have, because we're that kind of guy. Guys, we're that kind of guys.
Listen here, Rick Tavio, Rudolph, Rudy, Ricky, Rock Tavio, Eve, whatever we're going to call you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a nice person, but I'm suspicious right now. So we need you to prove yourself somehow.
Oh, okay. And he pops his hat off and he reaches in under his shirt, and he pulls out
his nipples!
What looks like Rafina's severed head!
His Audi belly button would have been terrifying.
He pulls out a holy symbol, the symbol of Tyr, a lawful good deity, primarily concerned with the punishment of wrongdoers and the general furthering of law and good in the world.
Balanced scales resting on a warhammer.
There we go.
Ah.
That's what it looks like. And he hands it to you.
Whoa, he does? What a trusting fellow.
And he
puts
his hat back on.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah? Good.
You're on probation.
All right. I mean, is there anything I can do to further gain your trust, or...
Well, I'd appreciate if you would kill some vampires. Could you start with Strahd, please?
Well, yeah. I'm planning on ending with Strahd. I mean, you can see I'm getting on in age. I'm not... I don't know how much more of this life I can continue to lead, but he is the greatest one of all, and that's the goal.
Are you from here? You said that you had only been here a couple months. Is that true? Like, are you actually somebody who is... entered this land like we have, or are you from this land?
No, I am not from the Valley of Barovia.
So how'd you get here?
You mean how did I actually get into the valley, or how did I come to this point in my life?
Did you come here on purpose?
I did.
Or are you like some of the rest of us who didn't really
come here on purpose? No, I heard murmurs and tales of Strahd von Zarevich and sought out this valley. In order to dispatch him. I've eliminated many monsters and vampires in my days, and I thought it fitting to end on a high note, as you might say.
Will just laughs, because he's like, have you met Strahd?
No.
Oh, you're in for a treat then.
Oh, I've certainly heard. I know that it's not going to be easy.
You've heard. I've experienced. Lank's experienced.
That's true.
I don't know if...
I've experienced!
Oh, hey, Nick, I forgot. Hey, Terrarium.
Terrarium!
Nick's experienced, too. We've all experienced Strahd. Maybe not Rafina and Batthwack. I don't think.
No, we
haven't. There, some of us have. And guess what? I don't think you can do it.
I mean, part of what I've heard is that I've heard or tell that when things are quiet in the realm, often it indicates that he has taken to hibernating, in a sense, taking quite a long sleep in his coffin for many years. I don't think that's true at this point, but perhaps that will occur soon. That's one of my hopes. I'm just trying to gather information, as well as trying to take out some of his supporters in the meantime.
Who are his... He has supporters?
Well, before I mentioned the Vistani. Many of the Vistani are his spies.
Oh, so many of them, not like all of them. That's what I thought you were saying, because...
Well, I am not exactly the most trusting of them to begin with, but in general, it's best to, especially in this land, err on the side of caution, I've found. There is an encampment of them outside here, Valaki, who I'm trying to gather information on now. Do any of you know... anything about any Vistani in the area? Any information? Any encounters that you've had?
Not recently.
Well, we found her. I mean,
but a while ago, yeah. Time feels a little warped to me, so I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Well, that was only like a day ago that we found her. And she
was
2 days
ago.
With them. She was living with them. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah.
Oh, were you gathering information on them as well? Wow, you infiltrated them.
No, not really.
No. Oh.
No,
okay.
I was just helping. I was healing. That's what I do. I'm a healer.
Oh. Did you get the sense, or do you know if they were in league with Strahd or not?
They were very wise. They told us to avoid the windmill, but guess what? We didn't avoid the windmill. And then we had to burn it down.
Oh. Okay. The Vistani were with. I mean, were they in the... Are they the Vistani camped outside of Valaki here?
We were in... Oh, crap. I forget the valley. Body of water.
The Zerpool.
Yeah.
Oh, the Zerpool. That's right.
Oh. I think I've heard of that. That's further on, closer to Barovia, if I remember. That wasn't the encampment I have been hearing about. They're quite nearby. They're a bit to the south
and west of the town here. If you came from Barovia, they're on the other side.
Why do you think they're spies of...
I just heard that's sort of the information that I've gathered, that these Vistani are camped there, and to a T, they're all up to no good and looking out for him. I mean, those are, in general, the people that he uses. I don't know if you've heard, they're the only people that can travel freely to and from this land. And so they often bring unsuspecting people into the valley for him as playthings.
What? Really? I don't think we've heard of that before, have we?
I don't know, have you?
Okay, I am on your side. Let's go kill some Vistani, man.
Exactly.
I want to find out who brought me to this valley. If it was a Vistani, I'm going to kill them all. Let's go.
Madame Eva was so nice!
Even if it wasn't. Well, I'll probably still kill him.
Right.
I made those two things sound related. They're not related.
Okay, so we have some stuff, but we have no plan.
Hmm.
Do you have any plan?
Well, again, like I said, I'm thinking about trying to do something with that encampment. I'm not quite ready to do so yet. Let's see. I'm trying to decide how much... I suspect that there is more to... You met the owner of the Blue Water Inn, Irwin, I know.
You
talked to him about his wine at length. He's quite long-winded when it comes to his vintages. I suspect there's more to him and his family than meets the eye. I think they might prove as powerful allies to myself, and perhaps to you, if you again are of the same bent I am. I would think that it probably would be wise to do what you can to get on their good side.
Well, already not done. I kind of yelled at that guy. Oh, well.
You yelled at Irwin?
He's a...
About what? Sorry, I'm just surprised. He's a nice man.
Nice. Whatever. Oh, I'm just going to assume that you're going to sleep in this common area, not even offer you these other rooms. Kind of rude. Not a great businessman. Let's move on.
Okay. But yes, I mean... I don't think he's an inn owner.
We also...
Go ahead, little lady.
Little lady.
Those are both true. I think those are objectively true.
And yet I still object.
All right, large man.
You want to get punched, buddy? So we also have Irina, though she's not here.
You have Irina. I don't know what that means.
So let me tell you.
Okay.
Apparently, Strahd would like her for his bride.
Oh, that's interesting. Who is she? Was she the woman that was with you in the inn?
Mm-hmm.
She looks like this doll over here.
She has no arm.
Oh.
On one side. On the other side, she does.
She has no arm. Okay. And Strahd... Strahd wants her. That's certainly very interesting.
And we also have some bones.
You have bones. You have bones? What are you talking about?
Oh, do we trust this guy?
Actually, we just have bones in our body.
Yeah,
never mind.
There are bones. You know, I have mine inside. Look at me. I have a skeleton. It's amazing. Do you have one? We're
no,
weird.
No, he puddles to the ground. Blinsky pops in. I made a pancakes.
Oh, Pliny Blinsky. I love him. All right, well.
What bones? What are you talking about?
All I know is that bones had to do with something and got us into a mess. And now I will turn it over to Will. But also, Bathwack hasn't talked a lot.
Mm.
So I will turn it over to Bathwack.
So, Rictavio.
Yes?
Izak also seems to be very interested in Irina.
Izak? He does?
Izak, yeah. What do you make of that?
Interested how? Didn't she come into town with you? What do you mean?
Well, Blinsky's been making a doll of Irina for quite a while, and Izak keeps suggesting changes to make the likeness more and more real.
Wow! And this look of realization that now that you mention it, it's funny. She seemed a little familiar to me in the Blue Water. I've seen these dolls, and
This evil man is demanding them of my friend with no payment. But where is she from? Is she not from this land? I get the feeling that none of you are.
She's from this land. She's just from Barovia village, where we came from.
Oh, okay. But how would...
Obviously,
I don't know.
This guy's a huge creep, so I think we've got that figured out.
Me or Izek?
No, Izek. Probably you too. But Izek is who I'm talking about. This guy, I mean, he seems obsessed with her, and we actually haven't gone to check on her, which Will wouldn't mention because he wouldn't
doesn't
give a shit.
Care. Doesn't care.
We need to, like, tell her, though. Hey, guys. You know what Will might say? Hey, wouldn't you guys want to... Maybe we want to tell her that there's, like, a creepy stalker guy making dolls that look like her. No? Yes?
Well, Will is also very strategic.
Yeah. This Izek guy is crazy scary. I was right next to him for a little bit today. He talks with a weird voice. He has a crazy black arm that makes fire easily.
Well, it all is toward the greater good of getting rid of Strahd, right?
I would agree with that, absolutely.
Is Izek Strahd's buddy somehow?
No, Izek works for the mayor.
Who's the mayor again?
Strahd's buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's Strahd's buddy. I mean, he seems to be doing what he can. He's not a good man, I would certainly not say that. The Baron is forcing people to say that everything's okay in order to try to either make it so or at least fool people into thinking it's so. I don't believe that he is in league with Strahd, though I don't know how much good he's doing governing this town. He's not a force of good in general, and Izek is, I would say, basically a sociopath and sort of forces the will of the Baron upon the town.
Izek, how powerful is he? You've been here longer than we have. How powerful is this guy?
I mean, he is a strong, formidable man, and he seems to have some form of magical ability with his... I'm sure you've seen his arm.
Right, but how... Have you seen anything that he's done that would make it so that we wouldn't just go and, like, kind of take him out right now? Because he's kind of a douche?
Well, he is the leader of the town guard, so...
Yeah, well, any of us could be the leader of the town guard.
But I'm saying he's got the guard behind him, so...
What he's saying is that literally at this moment, this man is the leader of the town guard.
So, if you're contending with him, it probably wouldn't be just him. He fights with a grossly large battle axe, which he hefts easily... And I've seen him at one point actually hurl flame at people from his hand.
So when have you seen him battle?
There have been some scuffles and people that have been taken into custody. And he uses air quotes when he does that. People who don't want to put forth the Baron's message that all will be well here in this town.
Do you know anything about this town's curious obsession with wolf everything?
I think that's just the theme of last week's festival. That was the theme for the week of the Wolf's Head Jamboree. I mean, there have been a lot of wolf attacks, so I guess the thought was, show that we're killing all the wolves and people will feel safer. I don't know that they succeeded. This week's is something about the sun. I don't know. I don't really pay too much attention to them.
This is a weird place.
Yeah.
I agree. No wonder. This whole land is bastardized by the evil rule of Strahd.
Well, let's go kick his ass.
That's the idea in the long run, but I don't know if that's wise just yet. I think I'm going to do what I can to take out his allies and again, see if I can maybe get Erwin and his family on my side. And if you wronged him, especially, sir, I think you might do well to make amends at the very least.
Should we go back and drink his wine? Won't that make him happy?
That did seem to be, like, his whole thing.
Nick says, didn't he ask us to do something with the wine?
Oh, yeah.
He said they were running out or that the shipment stopped coming.
He wants us to go there and see why. That would make him happy.
I would imagine it would. I mean, wine is important to, seems to be important to Barovia as a whole, one of the only bright spots here in this land, but, him especially, that's a kind of the lifeblood of his business there. His family runs the winery.
Octavio, are you aware of any relics or tools that would help us in our quest to be rid of Strahd?
None in particular. Why? Have you heard tales of such things?
Just occasional comments here and there.
Oh, really? Are you seeking them out? Do you have, if you know of something that could help get the upper hand, that would be extremely valuable in this quest. Any kind of advantage you can gain, is it something I can help with, or?
Well, just,
what are you looking for?
Think of us if you hear any information. I'm not sure we're looking for anything in particular right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, since you hate the Vistani so much.
Right.
Any information from Vistani might not be something you would trust anyway, so.
You got information from Vistani?
Hey, well, why would you be interested in it? You know, because the Vistani are...
generally not to be trusted, yes.
Have you ever heard of Madame Eva?
I've heard the name mentioned. Seems to be someone, if I recall, sort of higher up in the esteem of those people. I've not met her, though. Why? Have you?
I'm wondering if you've heard of anything. Yeah, we have.
We're besties.
Okay. So I guess I would gather that she gave you some information? Is that what you're trying to hint
right,
at without
so
telling
far,
me?
See, this is... Well, the fact is, like, so far...
Right.
We did get information from her. At least what we gathered, some of it has proven to be really helpful. So... maybe all the Vistani aren't so bad, but you did say that we get pulled in here by the Vistani, so...
I will say, I mean, that I have met Vistani in the past that are not bad people. I am not of the belief that literally every Vistani is to be eliminated. If that were the case, I would have already taken steps against that encampment outside of town here. I'm trying to determine that that is the case before I cause harm to people undeserving. At one point, I even served as mentor to a Vistana.
You were a mentor. You've only been here for a couple months. Are the Vistani something that is throughout all of the everywhere?
They're travelers.
Mm-hmm. So they would, you were a mentor in some other land?
Yes.
Okay.
Back in Faerun.
And then she brought you here and that's...
No, she and I parted ways long ago.
I feel like, is there any possibility that your mentee is looking for you?
I don't believe so. It's been years since I've seen her, and I highly doubt she's here. I would hope not.
You don't know where she is?
No, I haven't. Again, I haven't seen her in years.
What's her name?
For her sake, I don't feel comfortable disclosing that. I'm sorry.
And yet you want our help.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for your help with her. I don't think that... Why are you asking about her?
We're trying to put together some pieces of information that we've got. I came out of a hole in the ground, and I don't know why.
Oh, that's interesting.
Probably because you fell into it.
It's not as interesting as you might think it is.
Isn't it? And Will looks at Lang. Isn't it?
No! Lang comes over and kicks Will in the shins. No, it isn't.
Wow, your foot reaches up really high there, Lang.
You just a high kick.
Yep.
I've been stretching.
Okay, my friends here, let's huddle. Can we please huddle away from...
Would you like a moment? You can...
from Ricky Rudy. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right.
Ricky Rudy, you go over there, Ricky Rudy.
I'll step out for a moment. I understand. It's very hard to trust anybody. I certainly am with you on that. Go ahead.
So
hold on a second. So, Rictavia, could we go to this camp in the southwest? Would they be welcoming? Would you recommend that?
I don't know if they are... who I think they are. It depends on how you would approach it. I wouldn't go there disclosing any information you don't want Strahd to know about. Looking at each of you, I think a group of your type would be quite easily recognizable. So if you say you've met Strahd before, he would certainly, I would say, know that you are there, looking into something. Again, guessing he knows you're here in a sense, so I don't know. I don't think that in general you would go in and just be immediately set upon.
Abby was with the huddle thing, because Will knows what I think Rufina wants to talk about.
Okay. Goodbye. So, go ahead.
Well, he's like, yeah, no, excuse me for a second, and goes over to where Rufina is.
It's a small room, so you're all very close together.
All right, get the hell out of here, Octavio.
He So I have Nick's notes in my tinderbox here, and I am perusing them, and something rang a bell. It's about those cards that Madame Eva turned over. The Vistana wandering the land alone, searching for her mentor.
She does not stay in one place for long.
Does that mean we should go to St. Markovia's Abbey? Is that going to be useful?
We could ask Rictavio if he's ever heard of St. Markovia's Abbey.
I will say that you guys have heard of an abbey. You might have even heard it named that.
Oh, the abbey. Oh, that was where Irina was like...
That's not where Irina is.
There's an abbey in Crest.
Yeah.
They also sell waffle irons.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, someone's been taking notes. Show me up, jerk.
I had forgotten about the waffle irons, but now I'm interested in whatever the fuck we're doing.
Blank's grumpy. The barrel's finally getting heavy.
Yeah, okay, so this Vistana thing, that has something to do with a... This card sheds light on one who will help you greatly in the battle against darkness.
Yes.
So it doesn't say anything about like an item, but maybe somebody who is going to help us against Strahd. Maybe it is Rictavio, but maybe it's the mentee. I don't know.
It might be.
The Mentos.
The Fresh Maker.
Hey, what do you know about the French Maker? Do you know anything about a French Maker or a waffle maker?
waffle maker, French maker, and coffee maker.
Or Belgian waffle maker.
You may have heard of it pronounced waffle maker.
We here in France. We here in France use Bisquick.
That's what I was gonna say.
Where did we start? It just keeps
He's
getting
pronounced.
Worse.
Bisquick!
Does it show that it's 11:30? I think it might show that it's 11:30.
Vive la France!
Asterisk, the French word for waffle is actually gopher.
Gopher?
Like gopher. No, not gopher.
Gopher. It's gopher.
Why don't you go gopher yourself?
Exactly! Nice!
We did a homestay in my high school, and the last day the family was so excited because we were going to do gopher, and I was like, oh, we're going to go mini golfing. I was so excited. And then they made waffles, which I like too. I'll never forget that that's the word for it.
That's awesome.
Okay, sorry. No. Story over.
Yeah, we've only offended 220 million people.
I know.
Did you just look up the population of France?
He totally did.
No, the total number of French speakers in the world.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Well, that makes it better.
We really should edit out this entire 3 hours, I'm telling you.
We were serious about that moment of silence.
Yep.
All right, well, is there anything else we want to ask this guy or whatever when we bring him back in? Or
how do we find him again, maybe?
Yeah. I know, well, you guys, all right, this guy, I'm just going to tell you, old Will is going to be totally honest like I always am, okay? Now listen to this.
I want his hat.
Everybody punch him so I can steal it and run away.
thanks for being honest, Will.
So Will's like, all right, so last night when we all were going to bed and Bathwax sent Galdar to go
follow Rictavio,
I also sent Bernard at that point, and Bernard saw something that Galdar didn't see, and that was that Rictavio dropped something into the caravan through the top of the thing, and it started shaking. So this guy, he's got something going on.
What did he drop in?
Well, it was whatever the Irwin, the bartender from the Blue Water, gave him a bundle. So, you know, maybe this guy is not a vampire slayer, but he's like a vampire buddy and he has a vampire in there. Or maybe there's just something else crappy in this crappy land that I hate so much.
Was it like feeding a vampire? Like, was that a pellet of blood?
I mean, what I would assume is that it was some kind of food, because like, what else would you drop in and something goes crazy?
Given to you from a guy that runs an inn.
Right, like...
A grenade?
I know. I guess he could just be exploding the inside of his caravan routinely.
Well, It wasn't necessarily routinely. We only saw it happen once.
Yeah, that's true.
We just got really lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
So should we ask him about it, or should we keep that as something we know that he doesn't know we know? What are you suggesting,
Will? I think maybe depending on what he wants to share about a...
Can we ask the right question about it? Like, so do you ever make deliveries for Irwin to...
Your
vehicles?
Wagon?
Your own wagon? Let's ask him about his suspicious circus wagon.
Well, yeah, he told us about his wagon, so we know it's his.
Can we ask him for a tour? We'd like a tour of the non-circus wagon.
Yeah, why not? We would love to see your wagon for no reason. What's in there?
That area is usually locked, right? So maybe we could just ask him to show us around there because we haven't been able to go inside.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it's boring, though. I don't know. There's just some stockyard.
Well, apparently they sell stuff, too.
You had heard some, I think Galdar maybe said.
That's only because I just listened to the podcast. I think that he said that in that.
It sounds right, yes. It is true, so I must have said it. Yes, yeah. They sell some goods, basically.
Let's go buy some goods, guys!
Goods, guys!
Goods, guys!
Because we're the goods, guys!
I'm the best guy.
Retail therapy.
All right, well, I mean, you want to ask him about St. Markovia's Abbey and then see... if he would lead us around and show us his fancy, colorful wagon that we've heard so much about.
Let's do it.
Okay. So you call him back in. He says, all right, did you have your powwow? Is there anything else I can help you with at this point?
Have you ever heard anything about St. Markovia's Abbey?
I've heard of it. It's the Abbey in Kresk, which is the town to the west of here. I've not been there. I assume it's just another place devoted to worship of the Morning Lord.
So you really don't know anything about it and whether someone might be around there that you might know? Nothing like that? Nothing?
I don't know anybody here.
Cool. You mentored someone. It was a Vistana.
Correct.
And you didn't know where she was.
I haven't seen her in years or heard any. We parted ways amicably. I work alone generally, and our time together was at an end.
Were you mentoring her in the ways of, like, vampire hunting?
Yes.
Is her name Buffy?
I can say no, that her name is not Buffy. Oh, I will tell you that.
Darn it. Yeah.
But again, for her own sake, the life that we lead is best devoted to secrecy, so I would err on the side of caution for her part.
Does she have a cool disguisey hat too, or will you recognize her when you see her?
I mean, she may at this point, I don't know.
Where do you get them?
This one I found in the lair of a werewolf that I had slown.
You'd slown it!
That vocabulary spell must have worn off.
I don't know, I think it's still in place, but I'm getting this sort of like, from you, short dwarf, this like sort of fumes or something coming off of you. It's sort of impairing my judgment a little bit.
It's the calm. You got too big of a dose, poor Link.
You really should try it, though, man.
Alright, well, I mean, we haven't... We're kind of new, you know that. What about the stockyard? Is it a pretty cool place? I heard they sell some stuff there.
They sell a few, nothing noteworthy that I'm aware of. Just your basic goods. If you're not used to buying things here, they'll be at a pretty significant cost. Everything in this land is, since it's a little bit scarce, everything's kind of at a premium.
Hmm. We've heard that you have a pretty cool wagon.
Yes, that's where I keep my carnival wagon. He again uses the air quotes.
Ah, so you want to let us into the stockyard and see what's...
You want to see my wagon?
Yes, please! That is my dearest wish.
That might not be a good idea.
Oh, why not?
Well, I'm... keeping something in it that is not exactly the safest to experience.
It's probably a baby dragon.
A baby dragon? No, that would be pretty excellent. Not quite. Kind of on the right lines. I guess you could call it a pet. Piccolo is not the only pet that I brought with me here. I keep Nelly in there.
Nelly, the Loch Nell monster.
Yeah.
No. Nelly is a saber-toothed tiger.
What?
Kitty!
Yeah. We are totally on board with this.
She's kind of my ace in the hole when it comes to my plans for that Vistani encampment, should they prove to be the people I think they are.
You're gonna feed them to a saber-toothed tiger?
In a way, yeah.
Bernard, why can't you be a saber-toothed tiger?
Isn't there a cleaner way to get rid of a bunch of people than...
I'm not trying to dispose of them, I'm trying to kill them.
Okay.
That's the idea.
All of them?
Again, if my information proves to be valid, then yes.
Okay, how many are there? Let's come up with a plan.
There are roughly... Flip. I'm making the sound of flipping. Flip.
It's very meta that you're telling us about making the sound of flipping while making the sound of flipping a bit.
I also like how we said just recently about our group, was like, we don't trust anybody. And then he's like, I've got a saber-toothed tiger. And we're like, great.
I thought it was going to be like a vampire or like a werewolf or something he had in there.
It still could be. We just took his word for it. Like, saber-toothed tiger? All right. I have no reason to doubt that.
Well, let's see what happens if we throw a lump of steak in there.
Could I probably perception check to look for cat hair on his clothes?
Yeah!
You can try, yeah. He says that there are roughly 20 or so. He said this.
Oh, come on! That's
it? 20 Vistani?
Let's go, guys. These are just, like, people.
It feels like it's 14 on that perception for cat hair.
You don't see any cat hair on him.
Well, if it's a wild saber-toothed tiger, he's probably not cuddling up with it in bed.
Well, that's animal abuse then. I'm going to whisper to Bathwack, I don't see any cat hair on his clothes.
Hmm.
Bathwack grumbles for the 15th time.
Yeah, I grumble. Not really sure what to do about it. We could, I mean, if we go over to the wagon and, you know, reveal... We might all get eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. I don't know. Like,
or
I'm
something
not sure
worse.
That's a good point.
I'm just not quite sure how.
What we need is a giant ball of yarn.
Yeah.
I would like proof from each individual Vistani that they are evil and need to be disposed of.
That's kind of what I'm trying to figure out. I want to make sure that these are all working together to serve Strahd.
Okay, fine. So we will... do I speak for the group when I say we will help you determine this?
Yes.
How are you finding out whether or not these people are evil?
I was actually planning on seeing if I could, some point soon, infiltrate their camp there.
Infiltrate, like, as your carnival persona, or does your hat do more stuff? I'm very interested in your hat.
No, just try to sneak in undetected. My hat wouldn't really help me with that.
Does it do more, or does it just have carnival? Is it a carnival?
No,
man,
I can take
hat?
On whatever guys I like.
Well, then, like, disguise yourself as a Vistani and go ahead.
Exactly.
Then go. Why do we need to help you?
You don't. I didn't ask for your help with them.
It's true, we didn't.
Well, what do you want our help with? Your saber-toothed tiger?
I right now, nothing specific.
We got a cat sit.
No,
yeah, cat sit, exactly.
I think it's best you leave Nelly to me.
If we go over there, will we see a cat?
No, she's in the wagon.
Yeah, like, are there windows to your wagon?
No, I don't want people to know that I have a saber-toothed tiger in a
Listen,
wagon.
Have
I've...
you ever heard of curtains, you dumb jerk?
Yeah, you can't see in.
So you can't even approach your saber-toothed tiger, can you?
There's a door in the top.
And you, so you can't approach your saber-toothed tiger, though? Like, if you were to drop
it
down,
takes,
it would eat you?
It takes time. It's
What kind
tedious.
Of ally is that?
It's maybe best described as a weapon. That might be a better way to.
How do you, like... never mind. Anyway, let's move on. I don't understand how you, you just release the cat and then, like, hope that it doesn't eat you, too?
I've been specifically training her on... things that are of Vistani.
And he sprinkles his victims with catnip.
Well, let's get going and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I guess before you go and just have your cat eat a bunch of people.
Yeah, I'm not ready to do that yet. I'm still making my efforts there. I'm doing that and I'm gathering information on Irwin and his family. I think he might prove to be a valuable ally.
So you spy on your friends and your enemies.
I gather information. My goal is not to... I'm not here to make friends, as they say.
As who says?
Yeah, who says that?
People on Survivor, guys. Big Brother, right?
Oh, whatever.
Like showing his lack of cultural awareness by not catching the Survivor quote.
I have never seen that show in my life.
Lank only watches the Great British Bake Off, where everybody's nice to each other.
Why can't we be more like these people?
I've got one goal, and that's to kill Strahd. Whatever it takes, basically. So.
All right, let's do this.
Okay.
What do you want us to do?
Right now, I'm working on my own thing. You guys sound like you're trying to hunt some stuff down. It might be good to continue on that quest. I understand you being hesitant to share that information with me. Maybe it would be helpful if you tried to curry the favor of Irwin and his family.
Guys, it sounds like he doesn't want us to help him kill the Vistani, so maybe we should go and help the wine people.
Let's go help the wine people.
Wine!
Abby's asleep.
Sorry, I'm not asleep.
Wine!
So asleep.
All right, everybody, on three. One, two, three. Wine!
Oh, no, wait, we need to do this, like, where the guy is. He's like, I need your help with the wine. And we'll be like, okay, on three.
Grapes. I think with that rousing cry and the time on the clock, I think that will be where we end tonight's session. It's not with someone whipping off a hat and claiming that they're legendary, but that's where we are for tonight. Wine.
Wizard of Wines, down the road to the west. There's this pattern in my notes where everything is to the west of where we are.
Yep.
The church was to the west of the inn, which was to the west of the stockyard. The Wizard of Wines is west of that.
Yep.
But then, so also is...
Kresk
is to the west of... And so are the Vistani camp, which is to the west and the south.
Oh,
so we are, as far as I can tell, in the eastern corner of the universe.
Yeah, do we fall off the edge if we go east at all?
I want to figure out if Isaac's evil, and then I want to trap him.
I know, seriously, that guy...
Yeah, Bathpike hasn't gotten to slice any zombies for a while. He needs something to kill.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. I mean, aside from, like, if we kill Isaac and the Baron, there probably just is another Isaac and another Baron who's going to rise up in their place.
Me! I will!
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.